to some extent, it is understandable why he is more reliant on external pressure. It is partly because of the repressive capacity of the Mugabe regime. Now, of course, he's receiving a lot of support outside Zimbabwe, including the fact that some of the SADC countries did not allow the Chinese ship bearing Zimbabwean arms to dock at their harbors. Now, that is an important gain because it does signal a bit of a shift. But also, within SADC itself, it's quite clear that what the MTC has been able to achieve, at least, is a split among SADC members. Whatever Chiang Rai is doing in pursuit of external support has not yet yielded the desired results, such as forcing the Zimbabwean Election Commission to release all the results. Because what seems to be happening now is a process through which Mugabe may be able to achieve the Algerian option by completely undermining the will of the Zimbabwean people, by even possibly reversing the results of the parliamentary elections.
Some political analysts are of the opinion that the only solution to this crisis might be a government of national unity. Do you think this will work?
They simply would be taking the Kenyan option. And what that means to me is one party, one leader, steals an election, and the party which won the election enters into an accommodation with the loser through a government of national unity. In other words, they would be legitimizing the theft of the Zimbabwean election if they did so.